Thanks so much for checking out Real Estate Today's podcast. Right now, let's talk about strategy. It's so important. Strategy in the selling process.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk to you a little bit about strategy in the selling process. So we're talking to those of you that are going to sell real estate in the future or are trying to take a run at it today. It's a seller's market, which makes it sound like this is going to be fun and easy.
Well, and it is fun and easy from the seller standpoint because there are more people trying to buy your property than probably ever before. Now, that's a blanket statement. I mean, if you've got some weirdo property that nobody seemed to want except for you, guess what? There may not be any buyers until you drop the price enough that intrigues someone. But it is interesting because it clearly, in almost every food group, industrial, commercial, rental property, and so forth, people are tending to rush to it to get a tangible asset, to get a toehold. Interest rates are low. It's a great time to buy.
In residential for the inventory, it is in Eugene Springfield property down proper in the city limits of Eugene and Springfield. Right. It's down 45% in the number of homes for sale versus this time last year. That's half the inventory from which to choose. Yep. Just as many buyers are showing up. So it seems bulletproof, but we want to talk to you about maximizing that. You don't want to grab the low-hanging fruit as a seller. You want the best opportunity given the circumstance.
Well, and it's an interesting process because your property will have appeal. When it comes to rental property, that's a little more of a cap rate situation. I mean, There is a point beyond which a person would say, this is stupid and I'm not going to do it because they have other options.
Now, some of the smaller unit properties may be owner-occupied appeal.
Right.
And so you want to look at how to optimize. Maybe they need to look at an owner occupying it as their next purchase.
Yep, absolutely. But from a residential standpoint, what do you suggest? What do we do?
Well, there's a lot of different strategies, and it's my wheelhouse. I love this kind of opportunity to really see how we can maximize the opportunity. It's price sensitive. The strongest market is in the lower price point. So those starter homes that could still be an investor appeal, still the starter buyers, but also the empty nesters that are coming back to those properties.
And you say starter. What's that price range?
That's a little higher than what you used to think. I would say 200 to 300 is starter home marketplace.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we'll talk more about how you can position yourself as a seller for highest return. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.